Hey Mark, are you okay? You look a little worn out.
Hi Claire. Yeah, I'm okay, I guess. I'm just under a lot of pressure at work and at home and pretty much everywhere, actually.
That sounds tough. What's going on at work?
I'm just flat out at work. I did 70 hours last week and I'm still behind on everything.
70? Mark, that's crazy. That can't be healthy. Why are you working so much?
I mean, normally I don't, but February is crunch time for tax advisors. Everybody waits until the last minute to do their tax declaration and then expects us to get them done on time. I'll be so relieved when this month is over.
Yeah, I can imagine. But can't you ask one of your colleagues for help?
I would love to, but Jenny, who is my main support, is supposedly sick at the moment. And of course, I have to pick up the slack.
Yeah, that's bad timing. But maybe she actually is sick.
I doubt it. Somehow, she seems to get sick every year for a couple of weeks around February. Maybe once or twice, I could believe, but this has happened 7 years in a row. Doesn't seem like a coincidence to me.
I mean, maybe she just gets burnt out from all the stress and needs some time off.
Honestly, I don't care if she's burnt out. I'm burnt out. We're all burnt out. She can take time off after February, but right now, we need her to work.
Ugh, that sounds like a drag. Why don't you go to your boss and tell him that the amount of work you do is unsustainable? You should set some boundaries, tell him that from now on you won't be working more than 50 hours a week, no matter what.
Yeah, I can't do that, Claire.
Why not? You just have to stand up to him and clearly communicate your needs.
Claire, I have a family to support. If I do that, there's a very good chance I'll lose my job. The job market at the moment is absolutely terrible, and I just can't afford to be unemployed, even for a few months.
Good point. I hadn't thought of that. Speaking of family, how are Lucy and Tim?
Well, Tim is doing great. He's started learning to play the drums and is loving it, which is a bit of a shock because he's never seemed interested in music before. I think he just likes hitting things.
Sounds like Tim. And Lucy?
Well, me and her had a pretty big argument recently. She went and bought Tim a drum kit without asking me first, and now our house sounds like a bad heavy metal concert. It's driving me nuts. My one way of unwinding was to spend some time gardening, and now I can't even do that without the sound of drums in the background.
I didn't know you liked gardening.
Yeah, people are usually pretty surprised that I like gardening, but I absolutely love it. We have a beautiful little rose garden in our backyard. You should see it at some point.
So you quite literally stop and smell the roses?
Oh my God, that was terrible. But yes, I do. My garden used to be the only place I could get a little bit of peace and quiet. But not anymore, I guess.
Well, Lucy really should have asked before buying him a drum kit. But then again, if your kid shows an interest in something like that, you really have to encourage it.
I know, I know. But when they came home with the drum kit, I snapped at Lucy, and in front of Tim too, and I completely ruined his excitement about the whole thing. She really should have asked me before buying it, but I should not have snapped at her, especially in front of Tim. Then we had a big argument because we're both extremely irritable at the moment.
Oh, really? I mean, for you, it's pretty obvious. But why is she irritable?
Well, her mother is pretty sick. She's been sick for about a year now, and Lucy is the main person taking care of her. Which, of course, means that I have to pick up the slack for a lot of other things, especially with Tim. Things like taking him to drumming lessons, for instance.
I know it's hard, but you should try to enjoy your time with Tim. I read an article that said a lot of busy parents end up seeing their responsibilities with their kids as just another thing on their list of things they have to do.
You're right, and I try to. But it's just hard to do when I'm so worn out. And on top of that, it feels like everything I do with Tim is just boring stuff, like driving him to school. We never seem to do anything really fun together.
Didn't you say you used to play guitar?
Yeah, a long time ago. Why?
Well, instead of gardening, couldn't you play guitar with Tim while he plays the drums? That would be a great way to unwind.
That's actually a pretty great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Thanks, Claire.